Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now what it's doing is forcing everybody to start going towards June. And even right now, as our next guest, Coach Pierre Sinatis from MacArthur, is doing. Coach, thanks for joining us. I know you're getting a good jump on this going to see schools type of thing. And thanks for joining us.
Hey, Larry, appreciate you for servicing our South Florida High School sport athletes, as always. You're correct. We're on the recruiting road and trail, and, you know, through our administration and athletic department, we're taking our student athletes out. We're trying to understand what the NCAA is trying to do, but we're trying to be proactive at the same time. We got a couple of functions through the school that we're going to do, some college tours, and we have some, through our Spider program, some kids are doing their own collegiate tours. But our program, our football program, you know, we're stopping at our local stomping grounds. We just came from FAU this morning, and our kids, we have kids going to be in South Carolina, Clemson. We're going to be actually at, you know, Georgia, Georgia State, University of Florida, Central Florida, Savannah State, and a couple other schools are calling us to kind of pull in as well during this week. So we're going to take our spring break, and our football team, we're going to get out with about a dozen guys and hit the ground and be proactive in this recruiting.
And a lot of those schools now that you mentioned are in spring. So you get a chance to see them practice. You get a chance to see, and you usually don't do that. I mean, I know that there's give and take in anything you do. June, July, they're not going full blow. Those half the kids are not even there. But now they're all there. You're getting a chance. So this, in some ways, if you do this earlier, I just know, I mean, on my behalf, why the NCAA did it. They don't want satellite camps and the headaches that they bring, and I can understand, but I mean, there are other ways, but this is a great thing for you because you get to see the coaches, the campuses, while they're really, you know, fluid, and this is the way things are going to be when the kids are on campus. So it's more realistic to go this time of year.
Absolutely. I mean, for our 19 kids, you know, they've had a chance to camp in the summers. You know, when you look at some of our receiving corps, that's a veteran receiving corps, is going to be really, really polished. You have McPhee and Joseph and Taylor and that receiving corps that have done a phenomenal job. They've been out, but you have our 20 and 21 kids that need to be out in July, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that, you know, they need to go out and showcase the challenge of 7-on-7 individual camps and kind of bring the scouts down in the spring for us. And that's been a vital, vital tool in South Florida recruiting, making us, you know, the gem of college football, is that we can pack up and we're not afraid to get on the road. And just today I had a couple of colleagues at FAU. I'm not going to give the names, but they were out doing the same thing that we're doing, beating the ground and showcasing the talent in South Florida.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to be able to do that, but it kind of limits the exposure that we want to service our young men. We know that South Florida football is the best in the country, and we want to showcase that every single time we can. We go and dominate those camps. And you've always bumped into me on the road everywhere
right.
I've been.
Yeah.
You know, Sling and Shoot, UCF, paddock camps. You know,
those are great.
Camps, you know, and it gets us sharper.
Yep.
Our kids come down, and we're in – you know, a different form, a different kind of bond, and it again gives us great exposure, and they kind of can go apple versus apple. I've seen the kids in Orlando. I've seen the kids in Jackson. I've seen the kids in the Panhandle. I've seen the kids in the Midwest, and we can perform against any kid. When we go play those national televised games, our kids know pound for pound, you know, we're as strong, as fast, as quick, and our football IQ is on a different page.
Yeah, so, no doubt. Pierre
Sinatis. We're going to be very heavy in June. We're gonna jump June. So, you know, right now I just told the parents, grab your pocketbook. We're going to be living in hotels for the whole month of June. Yeah. We're not going to be able to do anything in July.
Well, that's what I tell all the coaches. I mean, they don't believe me. I said, listen, you know, all these people, I said, now, if you remember, too, FSU, Florida, UCF, all those, they had the luxury of spreading those out through a couple of months.
Correct.
And now it's going to be a week-long thing of them getting you on campus for line camps, as you mentioned, the padded camps, and then they'll have a 7-on-7. They've got to hit all angles, but they've got to do it in a shorter period of time.
And then you talk about your official visits.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, if Taylor gets offered, he wants to take a visit in the summer, Coach, do I go to camp? Do I go to 7-on-7? Do I miss a team function?
Yeah.
I have a team building function? Do I miss conditioning and training? Because I only have a small window to do the official visits. So now that kind of, you know, you're balancing a small amount of time with the early signing day and, you know, any opportunity. The coaches, the head coaches can't come on the road anymore. They can't come out of
that,
their
see,
schools. And it's just so many limitations.
But that's a real limitation. But think about
brutal.
It, Coach. What it gets me angry is like owning a business and sending your employees out to do your hiring. And to me, how many guys have you run into where they go, "Hey, Coach, I got to take this back, and my head coach has got to look at it." Back in the day, the head coach was there; he could look at him right now. And see, I think it's just a waste of time. I don't understand it. But that's, you know, and guys like Mario Cristobal and people like, they love that stuff. Jim Levitt was huge at it. Greg Schiano was huge at it. One of our guests in the second hour, PJ Fleck, he was great at it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just saying that they take that away, and that's part of the entire coaching deal. But now, yeah, now, like you said, you have to scramble around on your spring break. But you know what? That's a small sacrifice these kids have to make. You know, I mean, it has to do. So now you get into spring. This will be your first spring. What are you looking to get out of this spring at MacArthur?
I mean, we're really excited. You know, we're very young. You know, we don't have a huge senior group, and so our young guys are going to get a chance to really play. You know, we got Jaquay Nunley on the staff, going to really help out.
Nice
with
offense.
Our offense. He brings tremendous experience and knowledge, and so with his depth of knowledge, I think he's just going to be able to really kind of play with the talent that we have. We have a ton of those little fast receivers, so we're going to be explosive. Again, we have Taylor at running back came back, and you know, Horace Atkins coming back. Our 20, Deterrick, Rodwell coming back. Those young men are going to help us in that grouping in our 20. And then we got Dante Luna, who's doing a phenomenal job. We have Powell, who's picking up a lot of traction and getting a lot of attention on the offensive line. So we're so excited about that 2020 group. And then the 2021 group's going to get a chance to play.
Yeah.
And we got some phenomenal pieces in there that are going to have to accelerate their growth and development. But we're going to try to get out in the community and kind of do a couple of events on the parks as well. Inner squad, and then get ready for Killian. We're going to do Killian in the middle of the week and have a big showcase and kind of showcase a new MacArthur brand of football.
Wow.
So like I said, we're going to be very, very visible. And like you said, we're going to continue to be proactive. We're going to continue to take the legislation and hit it with stride and continue to showcase the brand of football MacArthur's going to kind of bring to South Florida this season.
But you I was just going to say, but at least you get a chance to get those kids to a number of things. I mean, because that's, like you said, you and I see each other at a lot of those events, and I know that from your days at Booker T and then right through Miramar and Hialeah, everywhere you go, you're taking these kids down that same path, that same successful path. So I'm sure we'll see you at a lot of these things, too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, and, you know, FIU, their 707 was phenomenal, UM 707, the Dolphins 7-on-7. But again, your calendar now becomes you have to pick and choose.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to try to, you know, get as much as we can. We want to stay together. We're not going to split our team into an A team, travels here, and a B team.
No, we
want to build camaraderie. We want to have a good high school experience. Like, we want to still provide a great experience where it's memorable and it's fun and we can compete. And we're going to do great in the classroom, great in the community, and we're going to do great on the field as well and have, you know, athletic success as well.
Good
so
stuff.
So that's kind of, you know, the philosophy. And as we go through spring and kind of, you know, you may have to go through Memorial break. And I tell the parents, I own your son. From April 1st to December in the state champion, your son belongs to me.
Oh, wow.
And that's just the sacrifice that our young men have to do. And that's why I think, you know, our student athletes thrive at the Division I level, and Division II FCS levels, because these young men are ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about how these guys practice. We got to push them off.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's going to be a good one.
They want to be there all day. They're on all the 7-on-7s already, the travel teams. And so the kids are thirsty for the work. They're excited about it. The parents and communities are excited about it. The school's 100% support. You have a phenomenal athletic background. My principal was a coach, athletic diversity coach.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about, you know, Mr. LePage, you know, he's been there with basketball. You talk about Dylan, who's been there. He's coached himself.
No,
so
I know.
They have a vast, vast knowledge of it, and they see it, and they like coaching.
And they understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
We have your support. We're going to make sure it's successful. We're going to make sure the kids are set up for A great experience in the building, and you guys rock and roll in the athletic department.
Good stuff. Coach, I appreciate you taking
that time. You.
Thank you so much. Get busy. You're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Believe it. MacArthur, believe it. When you line up, you're going to have to deal with us.
Good stuff.
Thanks, baby.
Thanks. Pierre Sinatis joins us, new head coach at MacArthur, and I'll tell you what, he's right. You got to beat everybody to the punch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.